All right, thank you all for coming here today. My name is Tim Culpepper with Bayer, and I am the regional agronomist for the Lubbock area. And I would just like to present one new variety today for West Texas. As we look at this, this is a forward-looking statement. Just kind of tells you that, you know, there's some future things that we're going to be looking at for our varieties. And just you know, if you invest in Bayer, we're not going to take responsibility if something does happen. So anyway, y'all can read that real quick. But this new variety that we're looking at is FiberMax 1911 GLT. Last year, it was BX 1635 GLT in 2015 in our CAP plots, which are cotton agronomic performance trials. And being a GLT, of course, it's a Glytol Liberty Link twin link variety. It's got the two herbicide trait, broad spectrum weed control, and it also has the Liberty herbicide to control glyphosate resistant weeds. And then you have the Twin Link, which is a proprietary season-long BT by Bayer against the Lepidopterous pest. And then this variety builds on the strengths of what we see in FiberMax 2011 GT. So this comes from the background of our FiberMax 2011 GT. It has excellent vigor and yield potential, very good fiber and high turnout, and has very good root knot nematode tolerance, as well as verticillium wilt tolerance. So that's something new in our portfolio that we haven't seen before. It is a semi-smooth leaf. It's short, compact plant, so very conservative on PGRs. And then this variety is specifically adapted for the southern and northern high plains area. So if we look at a little bit of AgriLife research from Terry Wheeler, just looking at root knot nematode with this particular variety, as you can see the arrow in red, FiberMax 1911 GLT did very well with a low RKN rating in a 500cc sample. And right next to it is FiberMax 2011 GT. So you see that we're very similar in yield in this trial, as well as the root knot nematode is very low, much like what we see out of FiberMax 2011 GT. Moving on up to verticillium wilt trials that was conducted also by Terry Wheeler, we noticed that FiberMax 1911 GLT is very low in yield and wilt rank, and also very low in relative defoliation rank. So as you look at those top five or six, and as you know, several of our FiberMax varieties do very well in verticillium wilt, this variety matches up there with the rest of those that are very good against verticillium wilt tolerance. So as we move on to verticillium wilt tolerance in a Plainview trial, I think Tom mentioned this earlier. We just had a selected varieties that we took out of this, but the main reason I wanted to bring this up was a percent defoliation, percent wilt. It compares very good to 1830 GLT, and so we see that it's going to do well in a high verticillium wilt field. So then moving on to bacteria blight screening that we did with Drs. Jane Deaver and Terry Wheeler, we see that FiberMax 1911 GLT is also bacteria blight resistant, and so that brings in another good disease package for this variety as well. So move on to agronomic data, just real quick. We're comparing FiberMax 1911 GLT. So anything you see in yellow is significantly less than FiberMax 1911 GLT. And anything in green, we're significantly higher than what we see out of FiberMax 1911 GLT. So vigor, we did very well in vigor with this variety. It compared very well with our Stoneville varieties, as they are well known for their vigor ratings. Those, the first fruiting branch, we were right there with FiberMax 1830 GLT. Nodes were pretty similar across the board. Plant height, this is one of the things we did notice about this variety. It is a more short, compact plant. It did come close to what we saw out of FiberMax 1830 GLT, but it was very similar plant height, but it was shorter than FiberMax 2011 GT. And then percent open, this variety is going to be an earlier variety. It compares very close to Stoneville 4747 GLB2 and FiberMax 1830 GLT. And then also FiberMax 1900 GLT. And then the other thing about FiberMax 1911 GLT, coming out of that FiberMax 2011 GT package is the storm tolerance is very, very good in this variety. And this is across 29 locations, so we had a pretty good subset of data on this. So looking at yield and fiber, we looked at it high plains, rolling plains. So you saw our northern high plains, our southern high plains, and rolling plains yield. And so our overall yield, we were significantly better than what we saw out of FiberMax 1900 GLT this year, and also FiberMax 2334 GLT, as well as FiberMax 2007 GLT. And this was across 30 locations. And looking at gen turnout, we were very similar to Stoneville 4946 GLB2, and not quite as good as what we see out of our FiberMax 1830 GLT or FiberMax 2334 GLT, being those are very high in turnout usually. So our mics are very good with this variety. Our links are very good with this variety as well. They compare really well with our Stonevilles and 1900 GLT. And strengths are good, and our uniformity did very well with this. And our loan values, value per acre, we were just significantly better than what we see out of FiberMax 2334 GLT and FiberMax 2007 GLT. So then moving on to more regional data, what we saw in our Southern High Plains region. It broke out a little bit better for Southern High Plains. We saw 1911 GLT be significantly better than the three I mentioned earlier in the previous slide. And then our gen turnouts are very similar across the board with our selected varieties that we're looking at here today. And then our Micronair did very well for the Southern High Plains. Links were very good, better than what we see in our Stoneville varieties, and just not quite as significant as what we see in FiberMax 2334 GLT, but they were very, very good in the link situation. So our strengths and uniformity were pretty much equal across the board, just a little bit better than Stoneville 4747 GLB2. And then our value per acre, just significantly better than what we see in our FiberMax 2334 GLT and our FiberMax 2007 GLT. So moving over to the Northern High Plains cap trials, this didn't quite separate out as well as it did in the Southern High Plains. But with our selected varieties, there was no significant difference in yield, and there was no significant difference in gen turnout or mics. So it was about mid-pack in our selected varieties. Links were pretty good. They ranked right there with Stoneville 4747 GLB2 and better than Stoneville 4946 GLB2. Our strengths were very good, uniformity very good, and then there was really no significant difference in loan value or value per acre. So then we looked at comparing FiberMax 2011 GLT head-to-head versus FiberMax 2011 GT. So really the only significant difference we saw was a little bit better yield, over 82 observations than what we saw out of FiberMax 1911 GLT. But links were definitely better in this variety. But everything else was non-significant and very close. So I think we got very close to our recurring parent with FiberMax 1911 GLT. And with this many samples for 1 year, it gave us a pretty good idea how this variety compared to 2011 GT. So then just specifically looking at our cap trials, which were 22 locations, we kind of saw the same thing with FiberMax 2322 GL and FiberMax 2011 GT, a little bit higher yield than what we saw out of FiberMax 1900 GLT. But the main thing looking at 2011 GT was the links were better than the strengths, and uniformity and loan values were very close to equal as what we saw out of 2011 GT. So in summary, FiberMax 1911 GLT, of course, the Glyphtol LibriLink Twin Link technology. Yields were comparable to what we see in Stoneville 4747 GLB2, FiberMax 1830 GLT, as well as what we saw in Stoneville 4946 GLB2. We had a longer fiber than both FiberMax 2011 GT, as well as Stoneville 4946 GLB2. Maturity was similar to the Stoneville 4747, FiberMax 1830 GLT and FiberMax 1900 GLT. Micronair was similar to what we see in Stonewall 4747, 1830, and 4946. And then Leaf Hair, we looked at it, and we were very similar to what we see in our FiberMax 9250 GL and our FiberMax 1320 GL. And, of course, storm tolerance, as you saw earlier in the slides, was equal to 2011, which is about the best in our portfolio. But the biggest thing about this variety, I think, that we're really looking forward to for next year is the disease package that we got in this variety with very good verticillium wilt tolerance, root knot nematode tolerance, as well as bacteria blight resistance. So that's it. Any questions? Yes, sir. Yeah, so the question is, are we announcing that is a two-gene root knot nematode variety? And no, it is not. It is a one-gene. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's equal to 2011 GT, which is what we were looking for.
All right. Any other questions? All right, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.